The lines weren't as long as expected, says Waianae resident Yvonne Kalima. She, her husband, and her three daughters were on the first flight to Kona, and they just booked their tickets last night. That's when they realized they wouldn't be subject to quarantine measures.
We gotta go see family in Kona, and we have to work when we get back, so we cannot be in quarantine.
The 14-day mandatory quarantine requirement was lifted yesterday after nearly 3 months. That was all it took for Hilo resident Lehua Kalawaia and her family to hop on a flight to Honolulu.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and visit family. My husband's tutu is not doing too good, so we're waiting for this day to come.
But Kauai resident Rhonda Young says inter-island travel isn't what it used to be pre-COVID-19.
Yeah, because we used to just go back and forth as we please, you know.
Instead of going straight through the TSA checkpoint, travelers need to first have their temperatures taken by the National Guard, and then they have health officials review mandatory paperwork explaining where they're going and how authorities can get in touch with them.
Knowing who's going where and what, to me, I feel like they're trying to also do their best in trying to protect the people, finding out for sure. I mean, I have to put down my phone number, and they called me right there to make sure that was the correct phone number I put down, so...
Kalawaia says she's doing everything to keep her family safe while traveling in a pandemic, but she admits she's scared. Kalima, on the other hand, says she feels safe with the public health measures in place for inter-island travel.
Right now, as long as everybody take the necessary precautions. Mainland, maybe not so much right now, but inter-island, I think everybody's being respectful,
yeah,
wearing their mask and stuff, so I think it's okay.
But Kalima says it is still the first day. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.